The National Department of Human Settlements has instructed provinces to immediately downscale the delivery of houses due to South Africa's dire economic situation. Provincial housing departments have been told that projects planned for next year will only be supported if they prioritize certain vulnerable groups and there are existing contracts in place. This is because the ANC has wiped so much money off of the housing department's books in order to fund vanity projects like SAA that it can no longer afford to build houses for South Africans who are patiently waiting. In May this year, the ANC wiped 2.2 billion rand off of this year's housing budget. In October, an additional 345 million rand was transferred from housing to SAA. In spite of a national title deeds backlog of more than 893,000, the department has also announced that going forward, the title deeds restoration grant will be abolished. Between 2018 and 2020, the city of Cape Town alone has seen 403 million rand cut from its human settlements grant and 155 million rand cut from its urban settlements development grant. In the province, cuts this year alone have resulted in the loss of 4,000 sites, 1,600 units, and a reduction of 5,800 title deed beneficiaries. Instead of right-sizing the civil service and privatizing SOEs, as every single ratings agency has urged, the ANC government is retaining a bloated civil service and continuing to bail out bankrupt state-owned enterprises while making major cuts to frontline services. In light of the serious implications of these instructions, the DA will request that Minister Sisulu appear before Parliament to account to the nation about the state of the Department of Human Settlements. The DA and government will also continue to pursue all financial options to limit the impact of these budget cuts on critical service delivery projects.